In the news coverage of the San Bernardino massacre, there was a strange moment today. The shooter's landlord opened the front door and reporters flooded in. TV channels gave viewers a guided tour of the most personal space of the killers, the kitchen, bedrooms, and a child's crib and toys.
We have a bedroom here, and spread out on the appears to be credit cards and IDs. So here's one of the ones. Here's an ID. So California ID. Let me just look at it first. Okay. Raifa Sultana Farouk.
It's the name of the male shooter's mother, and that was MSNBC's Kerry Sanders speaking. There was real-time outrage on social media as the reporters were still on the air. And taking close note of all this was our media correspondent, NPR's David Folkenflik, who joins us from New York. David, take us back and explain what the reporters were doing inside the house.
Well, they were milling about. This was obviously a site of some interest to investigators. They'd been hoping for a peek in. The question was, were weapons cached there in a garage behind? And suddenly, somehow, the landlord let the reporters in. Now, there have been some dispute about how this happened. You know, the FBI assistant director for the Los Angeles office said that it was no longer an active site of investigation. They returned it to the landlord's control. The landlord, according to MSNBC's Kerry Sanders, who we heard just there, said that Inside Edition, the tabloid TV show, had paid the landlord for access to the apartment. Inside Edition won't confirm it. But in any case, reporters streamed behind Inside Edition's Jim Murray to get inside. There was said to be a scrum, pushing and shoving. And in fact, one or two reporters apparently helped the landlord pull aside the damaged door to let the reporters in.
And how would you describe the objections to the reporters' interest, given the seriousness of the crime, the interest in the crime, not the crime scene, but the residence of the suspects?
Well, a lot of this was shown on TV live, and that is, you know, in a sense, unfiltered, unedited, unexpurgated. You saw photos of people, presumably family members, friends, but people who weren't being necessarily linked to what had happened except by the presence of the photos there. There were toys of the baby shown. They showed, as we just heard there, the mother of the shooter was shown by an ID card that included her unblurred date of birth, her address, her eye color. You could almost get a credit card with that kind of information. She's not been, to my knowledge, to date implicated in any of this. A lot of people online said this was voyeuristic, even pornographic.
It seemed, though, as though some of the TV anchors were struggling with what they were seeing, too.
I think that's right. You saw MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, while anchoring, sort of warned Kerry Sanders not to show pictures of the child, and I think we have tape of that here.
And it looks like somebody's ninth birthday party there.
Let's make sure we don't.
Let's make sure we don't see the children.
Let's not show the child, Kerry.
And indeed, later in the day, MSNBC apologized, saying, quote, "We regret that we briefly showed images of photographs and identification cards that should not have been aired without review." And you saw Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer, sort of with body language and with comments signaling their discomfort and displeasure with what they were seeing on the air.
Let me ask you, though, David, apart from broadcasting live or showing live pictures, you're a reporter. Let's say you're staking out this place and the landlord comes along. He's taken off the boards and he invites you in. You wouldn't have gone in as a reporter?
I think it would be almost irresistible to go in. This is something you've wanted for a long time. But let me say two things. First off, you know, it's easy as a radio reporter to go in and decide afterwards what to show. We don't broadcast images live. We have a chance to make decisions. TV reporters doing things live don't. And the reason MSNBC made mistakes was they didn't exercise editorial review. I think I probably would have gone in, if I want to be totally candid. And afterwards, I'd probably want to take a long cold walk and a long hot shower, because it was a tawdry thing that you'd want to get off you.
It's NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.